Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within us. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Glory be to God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, hallelujah. I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord on this another day that he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our Lord is great and greatly to be praised. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. And we want to thank God this morning. Glory be to God for another opportunity to hear, amen, from the woman of God. Amen. This young lady, amen, is a warrior. Amen. Sold out for the sake of the gospel. Amen. Made up her mind. Amen. Hallelujah. That Jesus was Lord. Amen. And also has made a commitment, amen, to serve in the fivefold ministry, amen, as an evangelist, amen, hallelujah, doing the work of the Lord, the will of the Lord, amen, hallelujah, for the glory of the Lord. And we want to thank God for her commitment, her tenacity, amen, glory be to God, and to remain focused, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, tearing down Satan's kingdom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because the kingdom of God is not in word, but the kingdom of God, it is in power. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, we'd like to introduce to some and present to others our evangelist Denise Jackson from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, Evangelist Denise. How are you?
Pastor, how are you?
I'm exceedingly well this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the Lord. Thank you for being here on this morning, and the floor is yours.
Amen. Let us just pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for the rising of the sun and going down the same. You, the same God as the sunrise as well as the sunset. The sun has risen over Boise, Idaho, Anchorage, Alaska, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Shiradosha, Seattle, Washington, Oborosha, in the name of Jesus, Freeport, hallelujah, North Carolina, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Nassau, Bahamas, Shiradosha. We thank you for every knee, absolutely every knee, every unbelieving knee, every Jewish knee, every Italian knee, every Antichrist knee shall bow to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father God, we thank you for the day, the rising of the sun. As we enter in, it is our reasonable service to give you praise. It's not negotiable. Do we think about it? It's something we do. We worship you with all our heart, soul, and mind, and ever grateful, ever grateful. No matter what trial we face, you a God, hallelujah, that is greater. I'm learning, ing, learning that you're greater. And certainly, you're greater than any trial. So for that, we commit everything to you in this day. It's awesome. I'm privileged. And I've been up like 2, 3, 4 o'clock. But that's all right. I remember Valerie Clark, they did the night watches. And we command our morning to line up with the Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. We commit everything into your hands this day. Order our steps. Order our steps. I was thinking about some things I was supposed to do. Order all of our steps. Order our steps. Give us knowledge. If we got to wash the clothes, go to the market, whatever we got to do. order our steps that it may glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Talk about obedience. And we always say obedience is better than sacrifice. We just, you know, I don't like to say words just idly. You know, we have heard repetition is very good, I think. Minister Ernestine was saying about, I had a conversation with repetition, but I know a teacher in high school, she repeats. It's repertory. Children, they when they listen, I'm off track. I'm not really off track. I'm not. Children, when they listen, they sing, they hear a song and they sing it over and over and over again. You notice that when little children, you're like, you're singing the same song. It's repetitious. Repeat. And we have to be repetitious in Joshua 1:8. Meditate on the word night and day and do what's significant in that whole verse. Meditate on the word night and day and do. Obedience is something that, thank you, Holy Ghost, because I'm not off track. Obedience is something that you must do. You must commit yourself to do it. I'm off the notes, but I'm saying within my heart. It's something that you must do. It's a pleasing thing to please God. So I'm not off the notes because some of these notes, when I study, they're in my heart. I'm not an overthinker. I used to be. My teacher said, don't overthink it. Because you overthink it, you miss it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You miss the whole point of it sometimes when you overthink it. And it's something that's right there. It's tangible. It become untangible because you overthought it and you missed it. Even when ministers minister to me, let it be so. I put it this way, that Jesus said the gospel is so easy. It could be so understood a child could understand it. Huh? That over the people head that you can't win a soul. Obedience, compliance with the order, request. I had to go back there for a minute. The gospel shouldn't be that you can't win a soul. You have to be wise. Not over a person. Hey, they ain't got a clue. The gospel should draw them. You leave them puzzled. Absolutely not. Compliance with the order, request or law, or submission to another's authority. And I looked up the definition. Compliance with the order. The Ten Commandments is something that you do. We had a study in my church one time about it a little bit. My cousin was in the service. When a commanding officer, thank you, when a commanding officer gives you an order, you don't dispute that. My cousin, Pastor John, he was in the service. My husband was in the service too. You don't tell the commanding officer you're not going to go in the trench. I don't think that's something you're supposed to do. You obey the commanding officer. I said when there's an order, our Lord is the chief commanding officer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, supposed to be compelled to obey. Compliance with the order, request or law, submission. We're supposed to be fully submitted. If there's something that's not submitted in your spirit, get it out. Ask the Lord to handle this with me. I'm the kind of evangelist that just really want to be truthful. There are some things I need self-control over. Oh, you do, evangelist? What about you? Yeah, I do. You do, too. Children were taught to show their parents obedience. Children, obey your parents. I don't want to say all the children is. I talked to a 30-year-old. He said, Mr. Neese, my generation messed up. A 30-year-old told me that. As I had a conversation yesterday, I'm 65. When you hear in 30, they know their generation. They should, I guess. I really look back on our generation. I ain't know our generation. But I know one thing. I would see Pastor Whitfield. I would say, hi, good morning. And no, back in the 60s and 70s, and Pastor Bradford, Apostle Bradford could attest to this. No, it's certain things we did not do. When I came over to Apostle Bradford's house, I could not enter into her house without saying, good morning, Miss Whitfield. Good morning, Sister Nancy. I had to speak to people. It followed me all my life. When you obey your parents and listen to your parents, the Bible said that you belong on your life belong on earth. The Bible is true, whether you believe it or not. It installs values in you. I get on a city bus. I get my big self up. I lost a little weight. People think I lost a whole lot, but it looked good. But I get myself up and yield. I yield to a mother with her children. I yield the bus. That's another word I like to look at. Yield. John 14:21. Whoever has my commandments and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. You don't love God. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to say the scripture. This is how you know that you are disciples of God, by the love. This is the breaker factor. Did I make that up just now? Yes, I did. This is the breaker factor, baby. That's words of affirmation, I say, Key. Don't take it. Why she calling me baby? That's words of affirmation. This is the breaker. When they talk about you, can you love them? When they slander you, can you love them? When they betrayed you, people betrayed you. I got betrayed. You did it too. We take it to the Holy Ghost. When people betray us, we love them. When they talk about us and treat us wrong, we love them. Slander our name, we love them. Disrespected us, we love them. It's easy to love somebody that's cool with you, honey. Let me just be real frank with this. It's all right when your friends are very loyal, very just. That's another thing. True, trustworthy, honorable. That's a beautiful thing. I have a couple of friends. I have mentors too. That's beautiful. Can you love those that who talked about you and left you in ministry or left you a husband who was abusive? That's a hard one right there. Let me just tell my short testimony when my brother was killed in 1996. I can't say I loved them, but I had a dislike for them, people I wasn't saved. When I got saved in 2000, I submitted myself fully and completely to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, help me forgive these people. And I'm going to tell you all, y'all, yeah, I did. I completely forgave all those people, the person that killed my brother. John 14:21, whoever has my, because I knew I forgave them when I said Holy Ghost, fill them up. Huh? I said, Lord, save Eric Andrews. Still remember his name. Been 27 years since my brother death. Save Eric Andrews. Let him know the Holy Ghost. That one, my flesh ain't going to forgive nobody. Let me just be real frank this morning. That ain't happening. Because I keep hearing people say it's hard to forgive. Yes, in that flesh, you need the empowering and ability of the Holy Ghost. I said you need the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing going to break it, baby. Yes, they hurt you. I've been hurt, too. I cannot minister a thing that I encounter. Are you kidding me? John 14:21, whoever has my commands and obey them, he is the one who loves me. John 14:23, Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey. Don't overthink the thing. If you got your Bible, go to John 14:23. It's not overthinking. I'm not to overthink the thing. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my commandments. Now, stop saying you love the Holy Ghost. Falling short, yes, it might be short days that we come out of the flesh and do things. But the overall, David still had a love for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Even though he sinned, yeah. He murdered a man. He had a man murdered, yeah. But overall, let me tell you something. When you look closely at David, I don't got to go too deep with it. When you look at David, it's like he was a man after God's heart. What is the emphasis word to me, a man after God's heart? I hear people preach it all the time. What was it? His heart became clean. He said, create a clean heart, even though I murdered that man. Even though I slept with that woman, David. He said, create a clean heart. Somebody did me wrong about 17 years ago in the church where they talked to me really crazy, put me out of the church van. This is the key breaker. I said, Lord, I forgive this person. That's when my phone rang, ring, ring. Sister Denise, forgive me. Are you kidding me? This is the breaker. But out of a sincere heart, it's not overlooked. You don't have to overlook this thing with a deep intensity, which you should look at it with an intensity. A truthful, Lord is showing me some other things. With your deep intensity, your heart should be intentional of saying and forgive me. This is where the breaker at. We ain't going to be too long with this thing and too deep, but I ain't get to a lot of notes. Because I'm tired of struggling. I don't want to struggle. Do you want to keep struggling? Apostle Bradford, we don't want to keep struggling with this thing, struggle day in, struggle day out. I can't. I've heard it. And I'm not putting anyone on the light. I've heard it in the life where Jesus ministry. I heard it many times in other places. I keep struggling. Okay, I can't forgive them. I can't forgive them. I'm not saying molestation is easy. Absolutely not, it's not. I'm always praying for children that was molested. Let me get to the lesson. Forgive me. But I have to say this. I've been happy. The Lord is propelling me to say this.
We went, Pastor Bradford, talking about the breaker anointing. Oh, look at that, Pastor Bradford. I remember a lot of things you done preached. We want something to be broken. You kidding me? I'm very serious about this. We can't keep going into church, coming out, going in, going to prayer line, and just broken complete. I don't know how to forgive Sister Denise. Pastor Bradford taught it over and over again. You know, minister, understand. We got to keep being beat about the lesson. Obey. I'm not off track. Satan, you're a liar, and I rebuke you off of my mind. Not off track. We must obey the commandments of God. Love one another. Obedience is O-B-O-E-D-I-R-E in the Latin. I looked at that. Is correctly translated, it means to hear or listen. In the Latin, it's spelled O-B-O-E-D-I-R-E. I've never studied no Latin. But there you go. We don't have to overlook it. It means to listen. 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 Hear. 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 And listen. Proverbs 19:16. He who obeys instruction guards his life, but he who is contemptuous of his ways will die. You don't want to listen to nothing. You're rebellious. Let me put it. Contemptuous, I didn't look the word up, but I'll just say it's coming in my spirit, rebellion. I don't want to hear what Apostle got to say. Rebellion. You left without instruction. That ain't the place that you want to be. That's absolutely not the place that you want to be. Obey instructions. Proverbs 19:16. He who obeys instruction guards his life. Bam, boom. It ain't that deep to overlook. You ain't got to overthink it. You guard your heart from foolishness. Let's be real simple. Let's go to the garden for a second. Let's visit. In my church, I always say, they said, Mr. Denise, you always go back. I like to go back to basics. So it could give you a platform of what's happening in the context. Adam and Eve, they disobeyed. Thank you, Lewis. Don't we conclude with that? Let's go to the garden. When he said, you shall not eat of that tree. They disobeyed his commandment, didn't they? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Then what happened? Sin came into all of the world. When I go to talk to people, minister to people, oh, why? Let me tell you, sweetie, let's go back to the basics. Why things happen to ministers and in the world? Let's go to, because we disobeyed. That's why for one man, death came into all by one man disobedience. But it's the good news to that. I ain't going to leave you like that. Evangelist Denise ain't going to leave you like that. The good news is he died for your sins. I'm glad Pastor Mark gave you this lesson. It's for me too. We must be obedient. We must be obedient. It's not optional. Listen to your parents. When your mother say take the trash out, back in our era, it wasn't negotiable. Not in my house, with my mother. The whole neighborhood knew my mother. She absolutely did not play. That's why I got some of my personality from. And I'm not apologizing to any one of y'all about it. Because I took it over to, in the natural realm, to the spiritual realm. I don't play with it when it comes to the things of the Holy Ghost because I don't like bondage. Y'all don't have to figure Denise out. I'm going to tell you something about me. I don't like bondage for you or me. When you walk in disobedience, you're in bondage. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The importance of obedience to God. The first passage was Moses, and it was written in his old age. It is a series of a farewell message to Israel. At that time, they were still on their route to the land of Canaan and the plain of Moab. So this was more or less than a guide as they anticipated to go into the promised land. We notice that obedience is a key message in this book. All of us know that we must obey God, but somehow we still act in rebellion and many times end up in trouble. As I said, the Garden of Eden, they went up in trouble. Would you agree with that? Let's go back to basic. End up in trouble as a result of our disobedience. Huh? How come even when we know what God wants us to do, we act otherwise? I'm posing a question to you and me too. When we know what God wants us to do, we act otherwise. Self-righteous spirit. Don't want nobody to tell you nothing. We rebuke that attitude. I've seen it also. I think, let me begin with me. Because I had to have, a family member had to check me because I know 10 scriptures. Me and Sister Gwen always say. They had to check me out of order. Because you study the word of God. Yes, we can't be pompous in this thing. We have to remain humble in this thing. The word of God could puff you up. King Solomon said it. How come even when we know what God wants to do, we act otherwise? Could it be we don't really understand the meaning of obedience, Apostle Bradford? Could it really mean we don't understand the meaning of obedience? You know what? In my whole Christian life, I'm going to sum it up real, real quickly. I want to do what the Lord tells me to do. I boast in the Holy Ghost. I didn't struggle too much because I kind of understood the cross. This is what propelled me to forgive you because I understand the cross. Let's grab some concept of the cross. Could it be we really don't understand the meaning of obedience, or we forget how important it is, or we need help on how to obey? I can hear Minister Ernestine, my friend. I always mention her. I mention her so much because she has a great input on what she teaches. Don't act a bit like you don't need no help, because I told you I have to have more control of my spirit. Don't act like I saved you, and you, whoever's listening this morning. Or do we need help on how to obey? Perhaps we need help with that. You and I, Pastor Bradford, the fivefold ministry, I'm not in the fivefold ministry to be in there. Not Denise. I don't know about you. Hope you're not in there to do that. I'm there to help people and to be a servant to others. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Just to say you're an apostle? I'm not there to say I'm an evangelist, not Denise. What does obedience mean? We must help those who have trouble with not understanding an obedience. Pastor Bradford, Ben, I didn't hear him for a couple of days. Y'all don't know, I missed a step the other day, Thursday, missed a step going in my new little place, but my leg is doing really good now. Couldn't hardly walk Thursday. Couldn't hardly walk at all. I came down a step by my hand. But however, I give God glory. What does obedient mean? In simple terms, it means hearing the word of God and acting on it. I told you. I'm glad God took me to the study because I like things in simplicity. He works with he gives you what's needful. I like the study. It's just simple terms. What does obedience mean? It means hearing the word of God and acting on it, guys. It implies aligning our will to God's will, doing what God has asked us to do. Real simple. Go over there and tell the girl across the street, maybe some of y'all listening need to do it, go on to tell your neighbor that you're sorry for telling her off because she parked in your parking spot. Go on a little couple of hours when the light gets break because she might grade leave at 8 o'clock. Going on the porch or whatever. I'm struggling with that, Sister D. Why? I'm a pause right there. Like I have a friend, Minister Michelle, always say pause. Why would it be a delay in you going to tell somebody that you're sorry? I said I'm not going to take it back. Why would it be a delay? We need to check ourselves with that. Apostle Bradford has been having some heavy things. I told a couple of people, you know, I prayed my cousin on his line and she laughed, that's fine. And I boast in the cross when I told people about this prayer line 10, 11 years ago. But Apostle Bradford, I keep saying this every time she tells me, come, listen to what she's teaching. She's talking about real salvation. Real salvation, you know. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Apostle Bradford, it's like me, you having a conversation. Real salvation don't continue to let you continue to curse people out. Real salvation, you ain't going to continue to curse nobody out. Go back and listen to the tape. Radio Blog. Some of my friends don't even know how to go back there, but I ain't got time to instruct you how to get there now. You got to go to mentoring and leadership. It is when we completely surrender to his authority and base our decisions and our actions on his word. Completely surrender. Didn't I tell you? I surrendered. Completely. I completely forgave that man that killed my brother. Because I asked the help of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. I'm about to come out of this study right now because it's real simple. Just do what God tells you to do. Don't overlook it, honey. Just do it. What is the importance of obedience? Obedience is so important for every Christian. In fact, without it, we fall short big time. You probably say, I can feel in my spirit, Sister Denise feel like she's a little frustrated. Yeah, I am. I just told y'all, pay attention. I pray you do. I don't like bondage. we're struggling unnecessarily because we do not want to open our mouth and say, I'm sorry, Apostle Bradford. Are you kidding me? People always told me, and I boasted across, oh, Minister Deese, I see that you do this, you cook to do. And I thought everybody should do it. Stop walking in bondage. It's an act of worship, and that's where my frustration at. Because to tell you the truth, it's disobedience. Pastor Bradford wasn't playing this week, last week, and neither am I. And she talked about, woo, every day she hit it hard. It's like witchcraft. It is. Stop dabbling in things that is in the darkness. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When you don't forgive, it's darkness, sweetie. When you don't refuse to obey, it's darkness. Good God, this for me too. It's an act of worship as it demonstrates our love for God and sets us apart. You set apart, honey. Let me tell this thing real close and up personal. When you forgive, you're set apart. This is how you know that you're a disciple. Let's flip the script to our thinking this morning. From I ain't forgiving that girl for talking about me, to let me forgive her. It sets you apart in that you know that you are a disciple of the Most High God. How I know, Evander, that I'm a child of the Most High God? By your forgiveness. It sets you apart, and it's an act of worship to the Most High God. Don't you want to honor him? Obedience is the hallmark of our salvation. Although we are saved by grace through the redemption work of the cross and by the blood of Jesus, it is our obedience sets us apart as authentic children of God. Obedience is our way of showing God that we love him. I said that earlier. And it's through our obedience that God recognizes us and enables us to enjoy his love. Thus, our primary motive for obedience, I can about just hit this and quit this right here. Our primary motive for obedience must just show God that we love him. Ooh, there it is.
I got some more notes. Yeah, I got some more stuff.
Just be obedient because it shows that you love God. Do you love God? I didn't really like that song, Did You Know God? I just really didn't like it. I don't know what about it. I just didn't like it. John 14:23-24. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. John 15 says, too, if you abide in me and I abide in you. See that word I have? If you abide in the Holy Spirit. If we call ourselves that we are children of God and claim to love God, do we demonstrate that love by obeying his commands? Can God truly count on you as one of his children? Do we align our daily actions with God's word as an act of worship? Do you? It was three questions I just asked you. Can God truly count on you as one of his children? Do we align our daily actions with God's word? If we call ourselves that we are children of God and claim to love God, do we demonstrate it? That's three questions. I hope y'all writing something down. Can others around you testify that indeed you are a child of God? What do you look like to other people? What do you look like to other people? Then the Lord spoke to me one time about my sister. He said she can't see nothing she don't possess. I was coming from church, going across the street. I remember distinctly. How do you treat your family members? How do you behave at work? How do you relate with your friends? How do you talk about other people? It shows God that we trust him. It's a demonstration of our faith, God. Obedience can mean following God's lead even when we are not sure of the outcome. Abraham didn't know where he was going, baby. He just trusted God. He had faith in God. That's another thing about obedience, faith. And look at the Abrahamic covenant. Now, all of us, we are the seed of Abraham, honey. You best believe that. God is a covenant keeper. He said he'll bless the seed of Abraham. We're the seed of Abraham. Obedience can be tough. Many times it means taking the higher road. When somebody do wrong to you, it's the higher road, honey. The higher road. Let's go higher. Let's go higher. Minister Ernestine always say, let's go deeper. She said, let's go higher. Let's go higher from a place of I ain't forgiving them people. Let's go higher. See, in the world, see, I still remember some things in the world. In the world, I ain't saying nothing to her. I ain't forgive her. We are not to have no worldly attitudes. We are not to have no carnal attitudes. I said it loud and clear. I hope you can hear me. You Pastor Bradford them taught it. I'm a stickler. Pay attention to when teaching. You all supposed to continue to walk around calling. I don't want to hear Pastor Bradford got to say. I don't want to. Obedience may require sacrifice, discipline, and stretching ourselves outside our comfort zone. Ooh. Discipline. I share with y'all that a spirit of control. What you mean by that, Denise? Do I do everything? No. Let me be real clear in your mind. You ain't got to go there with me. I'll tell you just what it is. It ain't none of that, honey. What it is you know, I always got to say something when somebody says something to me I don't like. I don't have to continue to do that. Obedience may require sacrifice, discipline. And when they go deeper, I know that they're trying to attack me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's their intentions. That's Satan's intentions when he uses these people to say things to me. If we can go higher in the spirit realm by not saying nothing, let the Holy Ghost fight for you. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because you just helped me. Obedience may require sacrifice, discipline, and stretching ourselves. See, when you confess the thing, see, I confess that thing. Right there before y'all on his line. When you confess something, he begins to work in you, honey. He begins to take you to the place that you need in the Holy Ghost. Get off this line. While you're on this line, start confessing stuff. And forgive me, Father, when I started the prayer, I should have said sins of commission and omission. Our choice to obey, therefore, demonstrates our trust in God. You trust God when you obey him. Abraham trusted him. He didn't know where he was going. Y'all got children. I ain't never had no child. If somebody tell you, Pastor Bradford, go and take me into up there mountain, Ryan or something, and lay her, you'll be like, or take one of the little twins. Now, they didn't got big, Apostle Bradford. Take both of your little children, your little grandchildren. I mean, now we know in Christ that we know what he's going to do. But it's all right if we're natural in the natural realm. The natural realm, don't nobody want to hurt their children. In the natural realm, it's so demonic on this earth. I don't even want to talk about this earth. But we know better now. But in the natural realm, take my child. As I said in the context, when you trust them when you don't even know what's going on. Obedience can be tough. Many times it means taking the higher road, even when there is an easy way out as an option. Our choice to obey, therefore, demonstrates our trust in God. It shows that even though it's hard, even though it doesn't make sense, well, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. It didn't make sense. Take my child? Jesus, what you talking about? Then it was to the point where he had the dagger in his hand, honey. About to take the dagger down, and Jesus said, don't harm the boy. Are you kidding me? He was prepared to go all the good God. He was prepared to go all the way. Abraham was going all the way to obey God. Hebrews chapter 8 gives an account of God's men from the Old Testament who are recognized as heroes of faith as a result of their acts of obedience. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen and reference fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was not to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. I just talked about that. He didn't know where he was going, honey. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, his son. And he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son. Jesus offered up his only son, too. Let's take a close look at it. Abraham did it, and Jesus offered up his only son. Who want to give up their only son? Really? Through Isaac shall your offspring be named. By faith, Joshua and the children of Israel obeyed and went around the wall of Jericho before they went crumbling down on the seventh day. This was obedience. Do obedience tear down the wall of things that's trying to come against you? By obedience, obey the instruction. Because if he would have went around that wall six times when it came down, beta, when he told that king to dip in that dirty water, if he would not have dipped, he wouldn't have been cleansed. Obey the instructions of the Lord. Are there things in your life that God is asking you to do that are tough? Are they do not make sense? Your obedience will show God that you trust him. It will be counted as evidence of your faith. Obey God to give even when your budget is tight. And you know, I realize I am talking fast. I discern very much when people say, oh, Sister Denise, you're talking fast. You don't know. I'm telling you right now, I discern what you're saying in that. I'm going to leave that right there. But I do need to slow down because, you know,
I'll leave that there. Obey God and forgive him, even when it hurts so bad. Obey God and work hard, even when you have been. Obey God and love your unlovable spouse unconditionally. There's a reason why God has put you in this situation. Obedience shows God that we love him and we trust him. When it in turn activates his power in our lives. I'm going to slow this down right here. Obedience shows God that we love him and we trust him, which in turn activates his power in our lives. The reason why I read so fast is that I believe the Holy Spirit just dropped this. I have to discern the Holy Spirit than what I'm listening to. It's because I'm excited about the gospel. I'm very excited about the gospel of Jesus. And I just told you about 10, 15, 20 minutes ago that I don't like bondage, and I don't want it for you either. Obedience shows God that we love him and we trust, which in turn activates his power in our lives. When we obey, it activates power. Apostle, I think my Apostle Bradford taught that last week. Listen, his power in our lives, but most importantly, there's a reward for obedience. And then you look at me and Apostle and many other people. Well, how do you get that? It's very simple. I have a friend, she always say, oh, Denise, you always line yourself up. You always line yourself up. And I discern what she means. Because what she was saying is I'm not only just talk the word, I do the word. She should be doing it too. Everyone wants to be successful in what they do. To prove some of the best-selling books in the modern day world are books that talk about success. Interestingly, God in his word gives us simple secrets of success, which is reading his word and obeying it. This thing ain't that deep. It ain't all that hard. Read his word and obey. God has a plan for each of us, every one of us, plans to prosper us and plans to give us a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Y'all quote it all the time. God's will for our life is that we must be successful. Success does as the word defines it, but God defines it. This means accomplishing that which we are created for God. Never created us to fail or just to be average. God created us to be excellent. Pastor Brett probably say, I'm having an excellent day. Oh, Shabaki, Ikosi, Basa. But we need to align with God's will for God's plan to be manifest in our lives. Huh? Goodness is manifest. Righteousness is manifest when you obey, honey. Go on and tell a girl that you're sorry. Oh, I ain't taking that rebellion that's in you. We denounce it now. I ain't telling her nothing, Minister Denise, you is. We denounce it and live a life of obedience. Begin today. Yesterday you was in that state of rebellion. Today you ain't, baby. Surrender. Surrender and embrace the forgiveness of the cross. That's what happened to me. It might be another way for you. You want to be knocked off your beast. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You don't want to have a Saul encounter, do you? No. God got a way of reaching, tell you that. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I will give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. I love Joshua 1:8. Love it. Always did love this scripture. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, which you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. But then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. How do you rate your success? In this case, success not as the word defined it, but as God defines it. Is God's plan of your life being fulfilled? Are you successful as a mother or a father? Are you successful as a wife or a husband? Are you successful at work? Are you successful as a leader? All these areas, when you feel like you are not doing well, are these areas in your life where you seem to struggle or are stagnant? Stagnant means on hold. Stagnation is on hold. There's no breakthrough. There's no implication. You're not applying yourself to anything. You're not asking for anything. You're not seeking God. You're not meditating. You're not reading the word. You're not taking down notes from Apostle Bradford come day by day by day by day for 13 years. Example at work, are you diligently and working as the Lord? And your finances, are you giving and tithing? And your marriage, husbands, are you loving your wives the way God wants to? Wives, are you respecting your husband? It gives you a whole gamut of ways to obey. Perhaps all you need to do is to go back to the basics. See, I didn't know this was in my notes before I said it. Let's go back to the basics. Read his word and act on it. Real simple. Read and act on it. Read and act on it. Read and act. Obey your parents. Read, act on it. Obey your husbands. Wives, submit to your husbands. Obey and submit. Obey and submit. God has promised to bless us if we fully obey him. The challenge with the twisted gospel today is that we are sometimes misled that for as long as we believe in God, pray we will be blessed. Much more than that. Add to your faith. It's much more than that.
The prosperity gospel emphasizes on rewards without necessarily emphasizing on obedience. But the Bible is so clear, we must fully obey. I ain't say halfway, honey. Fully submit yourself. I told you. I gave you instructions as well as myself. The Bible gives you instructions. Submit it to him wholeheartedly. I ain't going to do it. I'm like my grandfather. We done told y'all. Pastor Bradford done said it. It's a rebellious spirit when you don't do that. Choose what you want to be. You want to be rebellious or you want to walk in the success and prosperity of God. Choose. Just choose. I hear Evander Denise. I ain't thinking about what she's saying. But most people that are listening, I believe they're applying this to themselves and others that will listen. Deuteronomy 28:1-14 outlines the blessings that God has promised for us. If we obey them, notice the blessings will come if we fully obey God. It's real clear. I thank God he took me to the study because it's real clear for me. The words for obedience are clear. You'll be blessed wherever you go, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Oh, by seat, your children will be blessed. God will protect you. He will grant you abundant prosperity. Evangelist Denise, wait a minute, slow down. Would you say how can I be successful in obedience? Your children will be blessed. God will protect you. He will grant you abundant prosperity. Everything you set your hand on will be successful. The Lord will help you to stand out. There, I gave you like 6 points right there. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord, your God that I give you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. That's in Joshua. That's the book of Joshua. I had a lot more, but I'm going to go through some of this. How to obey. Commanders, you keep talking. How do I begin to obey? I'm about to give it to you now. Go and get your pencil. I'm going to keep talking, but go ahead and get your pencil. At this point right now, go find a pencil and paper, piece of paper. Obedience is not easy. It can be hard. It takes sacrifice. But having a relationship with God, decide, make a decision to honor God with our decision and actions by doing what he tells us. Let's start there. Let's just do what he tells us. Our primary motive for obedience must to please God. Number one, have a relationship with God. Decide to honor God with our decisions and our actions. Number two, our primary motive for obedience must to please God because we love him. It's easy to do something when we do it out of love, even when it's uncomfortable. Read the Bible every day as the primary basis for our decisions and actions. Again, Joshua 1:8. Through prayer. Let me slow it down. Two, by reading the Bible every day, by having a relationship with the Holy Ghost. Number one, having a relationship with the Holy Ghost. Two, reading the Bible every day. Three, and I love prayer. Most of y'all know I love prayer. I love the Word of God, but prayer is the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. I had to learn that. All this time I've been studying all this prayer. You're praying the Word of God. Evangelist Nadine always tell me that pray the Word. It's a powerful thing when you pray the Word. Sometimes even when you know, it's all right there, prayer. Pastor Bradford taught on that too. Petitions and supplications. She taught on that. I just happen to keep it in my memory bank, and I pray that y'all do too. Sometimes, even when we know the things that God expects from us, acting on them will not be easy. Many times, obedience means sacrifice. Sometimes, obedience can be painful. Sometimes, it can mean stretching ourselves outside of our comfort zone. On our own, we may not be able to do it. We therefore need God's help. I told y'all about 25 minutes ago. You ain't forget nobody in your flesh. I keep telling you that. I have never seen it done. You ain't had no experience with Denise. Are you kidding me? My brother being murdered 2 years and his birthday be coming up next week? If he would live November 13th. Are you kidding me? I can't talk and preach about nothing I ain't experienced. That was a lie. I'm going to denounce that right now. Of course, I've had it many times. And it produces spiritual maturity when you forgive people. I see it happening. Well, how Apostle Bradford so mature? She obeyed. Real simple. The Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was tired and stressed up. The human side of him, thank you, Holy Ghost. The human side of him wanted to give up. He even prayed if God could take away the cup from him, but remembered to say, not my will, but your will. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's keep this thing real. Stop acting plastic, because it's a plastic thing. When you say, I ain't going to have no trouble, the Bible don't even tell you that you're not going to have no trouble in this world. That's a lie. I don't like plastic things. I don't like fake people. I'll tell you about me. That's the same prayer that we must pray every day. When obedience becomes difficult, when we are tempted to choose the easy way, we must always say, not my will, but your will, and act accordingly. Prayer will always make us sensitive to God's word and will help us to hear his voice and know exactly what we must do. That's why I love prayer. Prayer gives you instructions. When I have prayed, it gives me instructions. Go over there to the girl house. Stand still when they're talking about you and be quiet and I'll fight for you. Okay? There's a reward. By focusing on the reward. Despise, our main focus of obedience should be to show that we love God. We should always remember there is a reward for obedience, either in this life or the life after God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Bless the name of the Holy Ghost. Bless the name of Yeshua, our Messiah. Bless the name of Jehovah Jireh. Bless the name of our God, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the devil tempts us to take the easy way out and act in rebellion, they go to word rebellion. I told you, I like words. Always remember what you are missing out on. Be willing to do the hard things, even when it doesn't make sense, because you know a blessing will follow for yourself and for your family. Obedience is an act of surrender. I said surrender this morning. Open up your mouth and surrender. It is when we as Christians say, not my will, Lord, but your will, and align our actions with that will. Obedience is not easy. Many times it means taking the higher road, doing the things that are against our flesh and desire. I told y'all that before I got to the note. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It, your flesh ain't going to do it, baby. Understand it by a time. Although difficult, obedience sets us apart as authentic children of God. It sets you apart. I plead for you. Do you want to be set apart? God will know us by our obedience. Even those around us will be inspired by our obedience. Obedience demonstrates our faith and trust in God. Obedience is the key to our success. Obedience is a sure and promised way for unlocking blessings for our lives. I said it. Obedience unlocks the blessing. Obey. When Pastor Brett gave you instruction, obey. For us to be able to fully obey, we must read his word every day and ask God to empower us with his Holy Spirit so that our lives is going to honor him. Father God, in the master's name of our soon coming Messiah. I did get through that. But that comes, and that's another thing. When you're reading and learning, let the Holy Ghost lead you to what to say and what not. Because I had something, he bypassed that, and he wanted me to give you the stuff that's needful. Father God, in the master's name of our soon coming Messiah, I glorify your mighty name. I thank you for Pastor Bradford telling, asking me to do obedience. Because as we all, many preachers, they say, oh, sister, needs the message come to us first. And indeed it does. Indeed, it does. Don't think you're there because you're not. I say, don't think you that you're there when you're not. There's still something God is trying to impart in you, huh? Mm-hmm. Father God, thank you for taking us higher in your word. I thank you for covering Apostle Bradford, Father God, that the works of our hands will be successful. She's successful coming in as we obey. As Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, humanity said, if there could be any other way, what other way? I often ask my other fellow co-laborers, what other way are you talking about? To me, the spit and the mockery. Let's keep it real. If there could be any other way, but not my will. Thy will be done. Thy will be done as we commit ourselves to obedience. I give you glory for this lesson. I commit myself to your will this morning, Father God. No matter the struggles, I surrender fully and completely to your will. Let thy will be done, Father God, even when I don't understand obedience. He will provide the sacrifice. You provide the fire. I love that song by Tasha Cobb. It helped me get through the death of my mother. You provide the fire. He shall provide the sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen and amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And we want to thank God for the word of God on this morning. We want to thank God for the woman of God. Amen on this morning, beloved. Amen. Don't overthink it. Amen. If you love me, you will obey me. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. For a power-packed word. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And we faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but we cannot be a hearer only. Amen. We must be a doer. Amen. So this is a message, amen, worth sharing. Amen. Glory be to God, hearing over and over again. Amen. And we have been, amen, hearing the word all this week. Amen. All this month. Amen. For the last few months, the Lord has us right here
parked, amen, on Obedience Avenue, amen, until we get the point, as our evangelist, amen, has, amen, she blew, amen, the horn this morning, amen, don't overthink it, amen, glory be to God, just keep it simple, amen, and do what the Lord, amen, has called you to do. We want to thank each and every one of you, amen, for being with us all this week, amen, God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our listening audience around the globe. Amen. Thank you for coming in today. Amen. I invite you to come back tomorrow. We're here 7 days a week. Amen. You can visit us on our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for the altar of prayer this week. Amen. Hallelujah. That continual rotation of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. It's like your blood running warm in your veins, your blood circulating, amen, glory be to God, your blood needs to circulate, amen, and our prayer altar is a circulation, amen, factory for the Lord's kingdom. So we want to thank God for all of you, amen, who have served in this ministry, who serve, those who are being blessed by the ministry, amen, and to God be all praise, all the glory, and all the honor, amen. We want to wish everybody a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend, amen, whatever you do, amen, this weekend, amen, glory be to God, keep Jesus on your mind, amen, hallelujah, lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path, amen. And to God be praise. All right, amen. This concludes our services for the week. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. My pleasure always to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Again, we want to thank our evangelist Denise Jackson out of Philadelphia. Amen. For that spirit-filled word on today. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank each and every one of you for your service. Amen. Your prayers, your financial support. Amen. Whatever the contribution you make to this ministry. Amen. Thank God for our Friday night praise party. Amen. That took place on last evening. Amen. We just want to thank God for this and for that. Amen. And for everything. Amen. And amen. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus. Father God, continue to bless our evangelist Jackson as she hurdles the word of God, Father God, not intimidated, Father God, the righteous or as bold as a lion, and just telling it like a T.I. is, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for open doors for her to continue, Father God, to minister. Father God, your truth and your word, and in a very unique, Father God, and personal way, we thank you for her gift, Father, because she is a gift. Father, we thank you for this ministry and all the ministry workers. Father God, we thank you for our listening audience around the globe. Father God, we for this and we thank you for that, for every good and perfect gift coming from above. Now, Father God, as we go out today, Father, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, accident, incidents, and calamities, Father. In the name of Jesus, we reject tears and we reject sorrow. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, we condemn. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we say thank you. Father God, those who have received the bad news this week, Father God, I spoke to a couple people, hallelujah, who have been diagnosed with cancer by their doctor this week. Father, we rebuke that spirit of cancer in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every spirit of infirmity. We rebuke it, Father God. We as your children, Father God, we are unable to be touched by evil because we're walking in the blessing, because we are walking in obedience. And so we say thank you, Father, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen. Amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen. Everybody have a lovely day. If you're available tomorrow, amen, come on back here at 12 noon. Amen. Glory be to God. And let us receive another fresh word. Amen. From the Lord, because he is always speaking. Amen. The question is, are you listening? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you for waiting.